Let's bring in the one and only Mr. James Corden live on our show. And here he is. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wearing a lovely T-shirt with Howard Jones on it. I love that. Keep it at 80s.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if to stand or sit.
No,
sit.
You said sit down.
Sure, okay.
Yeah. Relax.
Get comfy in the house. Yeah.
How are we doing?
Good.
We are good. How are you?
I'm all right. Yeah, I'm good. You look well, actually.
You look lovely.
Thank you.
You've lost a lot of beef, Mr. Corden.
Well, not a lot.
Well, you have lost a lot.
Sure, but there's still a lot left.
You've lost a lot of beef.
Sure, but anyone watching on the webcam's going, well, not that much, Dave.
Well, I think you've trimmed down a lot. So
yeah, I agree with Dave.
Glass is half full. You've lost a lot.
Thanks, Alan. I appreciate that.
Let me tell you something, James.
Yeah.
I was reading your book over the weekend.
Yes.
And I can honestly say, it's one of the best autobiographies I've ever read.
Oh, come on. You're just saying that.
It's so good.
Seriously?
I couldn't put it down.
Honestly?
Everyone should read it. It's awesome.
Really?
Seriously, don't worry. She's great. She loves you. Oh, sorry.
I was going with it.
I know you were.
I was doing it. I was doing it, really.
Really?
I was actually going with it.
Oh, damn.
How's it going?
Good.
Yeah?
It's all good.
Yeah.
How is the lovely Jules?
She's good. Yeah, she's all right. Yeah.
Does she like her steak?
Yeah, well, she still claims to this day it's the best steak she's ever eaten.
Well, that's good. Well, I love the fact that you took a picture of her eating it and put it in your book.
Well, if you'd read it, you'd understand.
I have read it. It's one of the best...
It's one of the best what?
Autobiographies I've ever written. Yeah. Ever read.
No, what it was when I met Julia, I was going out quite a lot. And I didn't want to anymore. I was only really ever going out to find someone to stay in with.
Right.
So when I met her, we were both in a similar situation where we were going out and things like that. And I said to her on the night that we met, I said, "On Friday, what are you doing on Friday?" She said, "Nothing." I said, "Well, instead of going out, do you fancy staying in and doing nothing? And then we could see what that nothing is, and that nothing could become something." And so we stayed in, and that became the first of us just staying in.
Oh, that's so nice.
So that's why I took a picture, because I cooked, and she says to this day it's the best steak she's ever eaten.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Now the pressure's on. She can never, ever, for the rest of her life... Well, no, if you ever go somewhere and you have an amazing steak...
Yeah.
Now, let's say, for example, you take her to Heston's restaurant.
Sure.
Jamie.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
And you're there, and she goes... And she gets the steak, and she goes, if she puts it in her mouth, she goes, "Oh, this is," and you go, "It's what?" And she'll go.
And she says, "The second
best steak
I've ever had."
The second best steak I've ever had.
Well, that has happened since.
Oh, it's nice.
That happens a lot.
But it will never have the significance of the steak that you're talking about.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
No, so that's why that picture's in there. It's not, I wasn't running out of pictures.
Right.
That was the only one I had.
Now,
there's a reason for it.
James, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Did you write this book yourself?
Of course.
Did you
sit down? To you while I was writing it, do you remember?
Yep. Did you sit down at a laptop?
Yes, I think that's evident from the first few pages.
How many, have you ever written a book before?
No.
Okay. How many words did you have to deliver to the publisher?
I had to deliver between, I think it was between 80,000 and 100.
Okay.
And I handed in 120 and it's now 112.
Yes or no, at any point did you feel pressure because you were writing stuff and a scenario where you might be happy with it, but you go, I just don't think the word count. It's just, I've got so much to do.
Well, I'll tell you what, I never really counted the words while I was doing it. I don't know how to find that function.
Oh, it's easy, I'll show you. It's in under tools.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
so,
I'll show you.
So what I would do is I would just write chapters and send them in.
Right.
That's how I do it.
I've written a couple of books.
I'm aware of this.
And I might have been panicky about the word count.
Yeah.
Dave has written a book.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I believe he was in the same situation.
Very much so.
I'm pointing you all out, ladies and gentlemen, to the chapter called Introduction Take Two.
Mine, yes.
Yeah, where James writes, "Okay, phew, one chapter down. Does what I just wrote count as a chapter? It does, doesn't it? Hang on, should my chapters have titles? Isn't that where these sorts of books do? Title each chapter with something either profound or witty. Hang on, let me ring Jack the publisher. Answer phone. Hi, you've reached Jack." Why do people say that in answer phone messages? That, to me, sounds like you're ticking words off.
Well, it does if you read it like that, but if you give it to me...
Oh, okay.
If you give it to me...
All right.
And so, I finish... So, I should say, at the start... Okay, at the start, it says... I don't know how to do this. How do I begin? How do I start to tell you about my life, my story? I'm only 32, and if I'm being completely honest, at least two of those 32 years were spent playing PlayStation and eating crunchy nut cornflakes. So it goes on like that. So I finish one bit, and then I say, okay, phew.
Slow it. You need to
chapter one down. Does what I just wrote count as a chapter? It does, doesn't it? Hang on, should my chapters have titles? Isn't that what these sort of books do? Title each chapter with something either profound or witty. I fear mine will be neither. Hang on, let me ring Jack, the publisher, and ask him if the chapters should have names. Wait there, answer phone. Hi, you've reached Jack. Why do people say on the answer phone message, clearly I haven't.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Have you done an audio book?
I have.
Oh, you do? Okay, good. Well, then don't stop reading it to me. I can buy it.
And then I go on to say, I'm worried about this book. What should I say? Right. So it's clear that I've written it due to all of these things. Yes.
Well, I can honestly say it's one of the best autobiographies
I appreciate
I've
that,
ever
Chris.
Read.
Thank you very much. You know. Cheers.
You are more than welcome.
No,
shall we explain
kind.
That or not?
It's up to you. Yes, you can.
I think you should now because
go on,
even
you can,
I'm,
because
even,
otherwise,
even I'm
because it sounds
confused.
Like you're mocking. Go on.
Well, no, I don't want it to sound like I'm mocking.
No, go on, explain it.
So on Friday. Mm-hmm. We were asking James if he can come and do our TV show today. James Corden, despite us being friends, has somehow, and I don't know how this happened, fallen into, oh my God, what we're going to do category when it comes to quiz night. He's like emergency guest. Right? He's helped us out before.
Sure, yes.
And now
this
he's
is a compliment,
to help us
out. Though,
at the time I helped you out before, I booked my friend on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is true, yeah. You put in a dep.
Yeah. No, but I tell you why. I've been there making those shows, and people pull out all the time, and I really remember the people that step in and go, do you know what? Yeah, of course, I'll help you out. So go on.
So James, who is the busiest man in the world. Now, weirdly, we'd spoken on Tuesday last week.
Yeah.
So I know how incredibly up to his eyeballs busy he is. So then we're in a situation where we're literally trying to find out, does James have 120 minutes free that we can nick and have him? So he's like, he's texting me, their agents and the TV people are talking, and me and him are texting. I'm doing rehearsal for one show, and he's texting me going, look, see if I can make this work. I don't know, but if I can, I will be there.
Yeah.
And I said, thank you, you're brilliant. And he replies with, it's not me you need to thank, it's Jules, because she's literally the one left holding the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So I reply with, is there anything I can get for Jules as a present?
Mm-hmm. She's incredibly kind and thoughtful.
You could get the third best steak.
And I thought, right, you know, because we'll look after James for the show. We'll give him, like, you know, we'll give him 20 quid and a car home and he'll be happy. But what could I get for Jules as a thank you? Because I thought that was sweet.
Because she's being put out as well.
Yeah, sure.
So he replies with, the best gift you can give her is at 8:15 on Monday morning, live on the radio, you say this. I was reading your book, James, over the weekend, and I can honestly say it's one of the best autobiographies I've ever read. It's so good, I couldn't put it down. Everyone should read it, it's awesome. And then he said, seriously, don't worry, she's great, she loves you.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay.
It's all fine.
Deal.
So that's
I replied with deal.
But in all seriousness.
And I did it.
But in all seriousness.
Yeah.
You did send me a text saying, I'm reading it right now, and it's amazing.
I did. Do you know what I love all of it. Oh. Do you know what, though? It ends too quick. I wish there was more.
Is that your only criticism and your only regret is the fact that the book isn't long enough?
It's pretty long.
What?
It's pretty long.
I know, but what I'm saying is
pretty
that
long.
Chris was only saying to me this morning that he didn't want it to end. He hoped that it could have just gone for another 112,000 words.
Sure.
And there's a lot that I didn't know about James that I've learnt from the book.
Mm.
He was in Gavin and Stacey.
Yeah, no, I know.
I never knew that.
He wasn't just in it, he created it.
I never knew that.
With Ruth Jones.
Give you the notes.
Is it on the notes?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
He was in Gavin and Stacey.
I did not know that.
In fact, wrote it.
No.
Sure. Co-wrote it.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And Ruth Jones, she wrote it as well.
She co-wrote it as well. They co-wrote it together as co-writers.
Matt Horn and the other girl in it, Gavin and Stacey, didn't do any writing. They just turned up and read the words.
Well, they're like actors, aren't they?
Well, they are actors.
Well, that's what I mean.
Matt Horn is like an actor.
He is an actor.
He's like a proper thespian, because when you talk to him in real life, he sounds different. He sounds like an actor.
Yeah.
Whereas James sounds like James, but is an actor.
Well, I don't know if that's true.
See?
No, darling.
I don't know if that's true, darling.
Oh, no, darling.
Stop it, darling. Hey, what about this weather at the weekend?
Forget the weather.
Okay.
The book is called May I Have Your Attention, Please? And it's got James on the front cover. And you should go and have a look at it. And by the way, an ideal Christmas gift. Because who doesn't love a bit of James Corden?
Exactly. Who doesn't like a book at Christmas?
And by the way, and if you know anyone lazy, or you're lazy yourself, hello? The audiobook. Because we talk about audiobooks all the time.
And then you can listen in the car.
Listen, when you go, if you go walking or running, stick it on.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and it's like a friend with you.
Mm. And there'll be James reading his own story to
and
you.
And James is an actor, so he can act and play himself.
Yes.
Which is what happens.
When you do your own voice. Darling. Do you do the darling voice?
No. I just realised. My favourite bit of the story was when I got to, when I telling stories of school. Yeah. and doing the audiobook and doing voices of people I went to school with.
Right,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
We had a thing at our school where when we went into the fifth year at PE, we all turned up for PE and were taken into the sports hall, and our PE teacher said, we were all sat on like the benches, you know, like the bleachers, and he said, right, we're going to change the way that we do PE this year. He said, we're not going to do it in classes, sorry, we're going to split it into two groups.
Yeah.
Or just into groups.
Yeah.
So we call out your name, and if it says A, you come and stand in the A group, and B, come and stand in the B group. So like, Stephen Hawes, A,
really?
Played for Sheffield United, County Cup captain, brilliant footballer. Mm-hmm. Lindsay Reese, A, she was like the cross-county champion, you know, under 15s or whatever, A. So then B was like my mates Richard Shedd, Kevin Wilkinson. So it became clear what they were doing. They were forming an elite PE group.
Right, sure.
And the second group, except it became clear after a while, it wasn't two groups. It was three groups, and the third group that were left was basically 28 boys sat on the benches, who was basically anyone big, all of the bullies, right, like the hards, and all of the nerds,
right?
And that was it. And he came over and went, "You are the C group." Cue all the ridicule from the other two groups. Ah, you're the rejects. We go into the changing room. And all the bullies are kicking off. Why am I in a P group with him, sir? He's fat by her. Like this. And we're all sort of sitting there. And he stood up and gave a talk, which was like something from Dead Poets Society, where he said, "You are not the rejects. You are not the outcasts. You are this school's first ever rugby team." Right? Because
wow.
We'd never played rugby before. We didn't even have a rugby pitch. He said, "We have aggression and strength," pointing at the bullies.
Yeah.
He said, "We have power and size," pointing at like at us, me and my three big mates, and then went and then pointed at the group of like dweebs in the corner who had like steamed up glasses, like sucking on inhalers. And on my life, this was his line. He went, "And you guys, you've been running away from boys bigger than you for years. Yeah. You're perfect for the wings." And that was it. We formed a rugby team.
Beautiful.
We were awful.
But rugby is unique in that it's one of the few sports where there literally is a position for everybody.
Yeah.
There really is.
Well, no one would play. By the end of our two terms playing rugby, our last ever game was against a youth offenders institute.
Mm.
Oh, that's beautiful. How bad we were. And one of the boys was playing in his jeans. you know those lads like in your like round your local way used to walk around with like a 2-litre bottle of Coke. Do you know what I mean? You know those guys? They were like them. And just as the whistle started, the ref went, "Right, okay, off you go." He went, whoa, wait, one of the boys in the other team put his hand in his pocket, pulled out a pack of 10 cigarettes.
Yeah.
And went to the ref, "Look after him for us. I don't want him getting squished." On my life. Yeah.
Well, as I said, I was reading it over the weekend, and I can honestly say... well done. Congratulations on writing a book.
Oh, cheers.
It's a hell of an achievement.
I was quite worried about it at first, but once I finished it, I quite enjoyed it.
I've said this many times before, I found it very... like doing homework, like having therapy...
Yeah.
Like being in my own self-help group.
Yeah.
Putting yourself back in situations and having to make yourself remember things is really, it's quite amazing. Because it's amazing what you remember when you have to remember.
It's the longest homework assignment ever.
Right. Well, the thing with me was I wrote it right at the point that I became a dad. So it really did feel like I was stuck in between two worlds. Like looking back at... sort of what my life was and not being able to even comprehend what it was about to be. So that it does make it a little emotional in parts.
It's beautiful, man.
How is Max?
He's all right. He's a good bloke.
What do you call him?
Chicha.
What?
Chicha.
Chicha?
Mostly. Or Chuchi.
Really?
Yeah. That seems to be it. I don't know why.
Do you call him Maxi?
Yeah.
See, Dominic was saying, little Maxi to say, you don't know he calls him Maxi.
Yeah. No, that happens. Right. Yeah.
I'm going to call him Max.
Sure. And he'd appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to go straight down to what he is.
Max.
Big time.
You know, I don't feel the need to give him a little nickname. That's the Max man to me. Yeah. That's the Maxter.
Mad Max.
That's the Mac Daddy.
Yeah.
The Max Daddy.
Yeah.
I'm the Max Daddy. Mm.
He's the
You are the Max Daddy.
Max.
Yeah.
He's Max Full Effect.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's Rizzle Max.
Oh, I'm loving the Rizzle Kicks.
Rizzle Max.
I thought you might
know. Man, I'm so into the Rizzle Kicks. Mm. They're two of the coolest guys I've ever seen in my life. On that video, Let's Get Down with the Trumpets.
I haven't seen the video.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Do you not think it looks like, don't you think it just looks like Hip Why Don't You, though? With them?
No.
Really?
No, they're incredible.
Don't you think they just want to, for their birthday, they got a chance to go into one of these booths and make a video?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because they're so, that's what it should look like. And yet, put in the forefront of it, two of the coolest guys ever. On my brand new white trainers.
Bar us.
It's huge.
Oh, he's off.
It's huge. They're James amazing. Is off. I think they're brilliant. I can't stop listening to it.
The rap king that is James Corden.
Sure.
Yeah. You know a thing about, lyrical.
I got some lyrics in my locker. Yeah.
You can spit some rhymes.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
What's the last time you were in? Was that with the 52 Hour Show where you did the Kanye rap?
That's right. That was the last time I was in here. Yeah.
That was all a bit of a blur to me.
I bet it was.
I wasn't fully with it.
I bet it was. Mm. I was so into that tune though when I did that, the rapping.
He was brilliant. The video's still out.
Yeah,
still doing the
rounds.
It's
a dream come true, that Gold Digger.
Well, I watched the video back of James rapping in the studio during the marathon show, and in the background you can see my mates Jody and Abby sitting on the sofa. I didn't even know they were there.
Yeah,
I rang Jody up and went, "I'm watching James Corden rapping." He goes, "Yeah, that was funny." I went, "You were here?" He goes, "Yeah, I was there for a few hours." I went, don't remember that.
At one point, just after that, I got up to go for a wee, and I didn't even know where the toilets were. Bearing in mind, we work in this studio every day.
That was such a bad excuse for urinating in the corner.
No, I got there eventually, but I got completely confused.
All I remember is seeing you when the songs were on, when, in between, and all you were telling me about was how brilliant the strawberries were.
Is that what I was doing?
You were saying you were saying to me is you said... He said, Andy Peters was in, and I was gonna have like a sandwich or something.
I was.
And he said you should have some strawberries. And then you said, have you ever had strawberries? And I said, yeah. And you went, unbelievable. I said, I just went through the roof. I mean, right now I'm flying. And I thought, you're not. You're really overtired.
Yeah. You know what they do? They give you like a. They gave me a bit of burst of energy.
Natural sugar. Yeah.
But I was. I wasn't with it. No. I felt all right until the last 2 hours. And Alad and I've spoken to everyone who was in the studio. First of all, I wasn't in this room.
Me and Chris both agreed that we were in a different studio with big windows on the top floor.
This room was three times the length.
Mm.
So are you serious?
Yeah. It does. It massively distorts your perception.
It was the most incredible feat because I remember I was doing Doctor Who at the time, and I'm driving back. We were doing night shoots,
right? Yeah.
So I was listening to you through the night, and it was the first time I'd ever really. I'll be honest. I don't really listen to Radio 1 after 8 o'clock.
Right.
It gets a bit in your face, and
a bit loud, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit much. So all right, chill out, guys. Calm down. Do you know what I mean? There'll be some people listening to this show who know what I mean. You just go, whoa, what are you doing?
I don't know what you mean.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Boom, nice. Right. it gets quite. It's intense. It's intense.
Sure.
Post 8 o'clock, it's intense. And yet here were you two in there, and what I really liked was you were clearly listening to music you've never heard before,
like bass cannon and stuff like that.
The bass cannon was huge, though.
Yeah. It was.
Oh.
Huge.
Oh.
Yeah. That was all down to Mr. Jam.
Yeah, Mr. Jam killed it on the bass cannon.
But I spoke to Alad afterwards, after the whole event. We kind of debriefed. Dave and I spent the next month talking to people and them telling us stories about what we'd
done. About how great we were.
And Alad told me a story that at one point I just looked at him and said something on the lines of, I just can't do this. I can't do it. And he's like, yes, you can.
I was asking Chris to do stuff in that last hour, the big bits, like the final total and the final push and the this thing. And he looked at me and goes, I can't do this now. And that was real for me.
Apparently, at one point, I also said, I don't know who these people are in the room, but I need everyone to leave.
Just at the point that a station controller had walked in and was like, awkward.
I don't know why. Why are all these people
but you
in
went
here?
Straight on holiday.
I went straight. And
to the
you know
place
what
where I've been.
Yeah. Yes. I went straight to
the
airport.
Oh, the exact same place.
Yes.
Yeah, and then the plane was delayed. So by the time I got to the airport, it was Comet Relief Day.
Yeah,
so everyone
right.
at the checkout was wearing big wigs and glasses. Right. I thought I was having a breakdown. Genuinely. Got on the plane, flew to where I was going, and then was in the same place that James had been in.
In the very bed that I conceived my child.
And then I believe Max was born. Was Max born in March? Was he born?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think while I was there.
That's right. When
I was sleeping in the bed
that he was conceived in.
He was conceived in when Max was born.
How strange.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Hello.
Hell of a bed though, right?
Wow. Well,
it obviously works.
I had a different time in it. I slept in it.
Big time.
Yeah. Well, little time, actually. Little time.
My new favourite thing is instead of saying big time, and I know that Dom will come with me on this. He's not saying big time, he's saying big towns.
Big towns.
Like,
big
you know towns. The guy who works in office who tries to join in but doesn't quite know what people are saying? So, you know, people don't join in. And just some people go, yeah, big town. He goes, yeah, big towns. and they go, what? Just saying, you know, big towns.
Big towns.
Yeah. No, you know, big time. Yeah, sure, yeah. Big towns. Yeah, big towns.
I'm down with that.
Yeah. Yeah, this is huge towns.
Pharrell, yeah? Pharrell. Huh? Oh, yeah. Westfield. I'm feeling that. Well, look, we've got to do the news. Let's do the news.
I love some news.
Play some songs, then we'll come back. With
what songs are you going to play?
Whatever you want.
Mm. No, that's not true. It's whatever I want, provided it's on your playlist.
Do you want the running order? You can pick.
Big time.
Do you like
big
David
towns.
Guetta?
Big towns. You mean big towns.
Fat times. All right, let's do this. Three.
Big towns. 8:41 now.
Are you happy with that? Everyone's going to say that now, says someone on the text. Big towns.
Doesn't
everyone
get
has to
bigger.
Say it today. Hashtag big towns.
Hashtag
yes.
Big towns. Oh, I would love
let's
that to
do that.
Happen.
Let's do that now.
That just happened.
Let's do that
hashtag
now.
Hashtag big towns.
Hashtag big towns.
You know what? I'm going to go on there now, James. Yeah. And just write, I'm just going to write that.
Hashtag big
nothing
towns.
Nothing to do with you or me.
No.
We'll just
yeah,
get that.
It's just it.
All right, here we
just
go.
Put it out there. Big towns.
Can we make sure we all get it right?
Yeah, it's just hashtag big towns.
How can you get
towns.
It wrong?
Hashtag big towns.
It's already big towns. What? Oh, my God.
What, it's already there?
Yeah.
No.
It's
no.
not trending, but I went to, just did a hashtag, and it goes big towns.
How did
right,
you
I've done
phone
it.
Phone service down here, and I'm SOS.
That's because we're down
Wi-Fi.
With the trumpets.
Sure. You're down with you get down with the trumpets, is that what you're saying?
You know that, for snizzle.
Don went out of the room to get his phone to come back in to hashtag big towns.
Wow. I'm big townsing.
Don't know how long it takes down there for us to see it. It takes about an hour, doesn't it, to get up there. But
when it happens, it'll happen. And either way, it'll be massive towns.
Boy, oh boy, you know it's going to be massive.
Big towns.
Yeah. It's going to be huge.
It's on there. Right, so if you click on there.
Yeah.
Anyone else done it?
Hashtag big towns.
Look at all these people.
They've been doing it already.
All
huge.
On there.
That's huge.
Big towns.
Hashtag big towns.
That's mad.
Hashtag may I have your attention, please. Brackets big towns.
Yeah. Sure. May I have your attention, please, was trending third worldwide.
I know it was.
Wow.
Huge.
And you were very surprised. You were shocked and pleased.
Well, I was. Wow. Yeah.
Well, good for you.
One Direction helped me out there.
Did they?
Yeah, big time. I say big,
big
time.
Towns.
I say big time. What I mean is big towns.
You got a million followers on Twitter.
Yes.
1 million people.
Yeah.
You've got
more than that, no?
You've got to be... Do you know what? I'm 9,500 away from 1.5 million.
That's huge.
It's coming.
Well, I've been doing it less than a year.
Right. You have. And then but you erupted. I remember the weekend you joined Twitter.
Mm.
You went, I'm joined Twitter. I'm on Twitter now. And literally the next day had like 50,000 followers.
Yeah.
Something ridiculous.
Yeah. I've got nothing really to say, though, is what I've realised. I don't really have anything to
that
say.
That should never stop you, though.
So, yeah, but I mean, I don't know what people expect, but...
But
people,
I think
people get angry on Twitter.
They do.
The
angry.
Biggest thing, there's some angry people. Yeah.
But you should write. I think I like to write inane, boring tweets. And I like it when people then reply to the inane, boring tweets. So sometimes I'll write, I was going to have stir fry for tea, but I decided to make myself a chili.
I've read, yours are often quite food-based.
But then what I love is that people then will reply and go, Excellent. Are you making it with chickpeas or not? And I could get into a whole long, boring conversation about it.
Yeah.
I tweet about doing a dark wash and other stuff like that, which is equally dull. It's really boring, but it's part of your regular Monday night routine. Sure. I should probably do it tonight.
Yeah.
Did you choose a song to play?
I've got the playlist if you want it. You can pick
the whole playlist.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, this is pressure. Hang on.
What
this?
I can play a song while
now,
you're.
Is it?
I can play a song while you're looking.
The second song could be what you've picked.
But okay. But
the tune I really love at the moment is the James Morrison song.
Oh.
Don't Let Me Go.
Are we playing James Morrison?
But hang on, no. Kasabian.
Oh. Kasabian.
No, One Direction.
Oh my God. Oh.
We've just done One Direction.
What?
We've just done it.
Baby, you light up my world like nobody. It's such a huge tune, that. Those boys are going to be bigger than Jesus.
Wow.
But with better
his new
press.
Album, his new album is very
better press. Yeah. They'll be bigger than Jesus, but with better press. Well, then, yeah, if I could pick one, I would pick Kasabian.
Shall I play one while you're
You play wherever
choosing.
You want. Yeah, I mean, you know, I just want something. I tell you what I'd like, something I haven't heard before. Maybe something by David Guetta.
Pick something,
Usher.
Please.
Oh, really? I just queued up Kasabian.
Oh, huge!
See?
This is a great song.
Big
what
Towns.
What a band. Everything about this song is Big Towns.
It's hashtag Big Towns. What is it?
Hashtag Big Towns. Hashtag just saying.
Just saying.
Right, Kasabian.
I am lost, I am vain, I will never be the same without you, without you,
with or without you. Oh, no.
Oh. This is
would
it.
Be a big remix, that, though, yeah. No?
We're doing it, though.
With or without you.
Love Contract could have done it.
Don't even start on the Love Contract, because I was there, I was in, you guys backed out.
No!
What's the first line of With or Without You, Dom?
Oh my goodness.
Really? Really?
No, it's not that, what is it?
Oh, isn't it I Wanna Run or something?
No, that's Weather Streets of 99.
Totally blank.
Ding, diddle, ding, diddle, ding,
I'm
ding,
a, ding, 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 ding,
come on, Dom.
I can't remember.
See the stone set in your eyes?
Yeah.
That's it, no?
See the stone set in your eyes. See the thorn twist in your side. I'll wait for you.
This is huge.
That's massive.
Slide of hand,
instrumental
twist of fate.
We're in.
Out of nails, she makes me wait, and I wait without you, with or without you, with or without you. Oh no! Right, hang on. We need to work on this before we do it live on the radio.
This could be massive.
Without you. Kicks in now.
Through the storm we reach the shore. You give it all, but I want more.
This is massive.
This is actually
bigger than all of us.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. This is a monster.
We've just happened upon a huge remix. Yeah. What?
That is brilliant.
It's only a matter of time before someone's doing that.
It's going to be us!
They'll be doing it now, as we speak.
Now, check your diary. We'll get you in the studio. When are you free?
Whenever you want. You know that, because I'm often don't start till 9, so I'll be in.
Yeah, but you're around the country. You're going around the country with your play.
Yes.
You know, you were in Aylesbury last week, and now you're in Plymouth
tomorrow.
With the two governors, your massive play.
Sure, it's a one-man, two governors. We're in Plymouth next week, and then
should I come
Manchester.
And see it?
You should come in London. Then Manchester.
I don't like the theatre.
But listen, let me tell you this.
I know, but I got, listen.
Go on.
I got put off. I went to see Art.
Right. Well, I can approach. Yeah, but Art is a brilliant play, but it's an hour and what, 20 minutes? No,
and I went to see Saturday Night Fever, and I got put off. The only thing that saved it was Beauty and the Beast, which was very good with Derek Griffiths. Now, I am talking about 1997.
That was a great show. Well, I don't know. Look, I'd like to hope you'd enjoy this. It's a big comedy.
Right.
It's a silly farce.
And it's funny. It's not like Posh Person's funny.
Well, look, it had 5 stars in The Sun and 5 stars in The Guardian.
Right.
Whoa.
So, which I think is the only play.
It means it appeals to everybody.
It's the fastest selling show in the history of the National Theatre ever, which has been alive.
I don't even
lot
know what that means, but that sounds very impressive.
Big Town.
Has your sister seen it?
Yeah, yes.
And does she like it?
Yes.
Fine, then I'll like it.
But it's fun. Yeah, and I mean, it's going to be fun taking out on this tour. Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
So how did Aylesbury go?
It was good. Yeah, it was nice. The people were lovely.
So tell me the story behind this play, because I don't know much about it.
Okay, it's a play based on an old Goldoni farce, which was written in 1863.
Who's Goldoni?
He was in The Sopranos.
A Servant to Two Masters. He was an old playwright.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a new adaptation written by Richard Bean, directed by Nicholas Heitner, who directed The History Boys and The Madness of King George. Right, well, you know that.
The History Boys was you.
Sure, and he directed The Madness of King George, which was massive, and won Oscars and things. And he directed it, and a guy called Richard Bean wrote a new adaptation. And it's about, I play a guy called Francis Henshaw, who gets a job working for one guy, but he won't pay until the end of the week, and he hasn't eaten since last night. So he's hungry, and he meets another guy who says he'll pay him at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So he works for both.
They're the two governors.
He works for both governors.
Right.
And it's a farce.
And when is it set?
To work for, it's set in 1963 in Brighton.
Right.
Yeah. So it's all kind of skiffle and the Beatles, and there's a lot of music in it. And
is there a vicar in it?
Well, briefly. He runs across the stage. It's that sort of play.
Right.
But it's funny.
Is there any point where your trousers are around your ankles?
No.
Right.
Why did you ask if there was a vicar in it?
Because that's what...
often in those plays.
Oh, right, okay.
But this is a very, very slight hint of a vicar.
No, it's the vicar.
No, it's nothing like that.
Okay.
No. But it's fun.
Any chicks in it?
Any chicks in it?
Yeah.
Oh, there are some females. Right. There's some wonderful actresses, if that's what you're asking.
Kind of.
Yeah, sure.
Kind of, but not really.
Right.
He just wants to know if there's anything for him to look at.
Well, I would say yes.
Do you get off with anyone in it?
Yes, I do.
Wow. Cool. Is that like a girl?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Cool.
There's an actress called Susie Toes who I have to kiss.
Susie Toes?
Susie Toes.
Do you kiss her toes?
I do not.
No, don't. Actually, don't tell me too much.
Sure.
I don't.
It's fun, though. It's going to be fun. We're Plymouth, and then we go to Manchester, then we go to Birmingham, then we go to Edinburgh, and then we come back into the West End till the end of February.
Well, then we've got to go and see it.
Mm, yeah, definitely.
We should all come.
We'll have a school
outing. I'll arrange some sort of big towns trip.
Yeah.
Big towns.
On a minibus.
On a minibus, which is emblazoned with hashtag.
Hashtag.
On down both sides, it will say hashtag big towns, and on the back, it will just say hashtag just saying.
Now, you can't say big towns halfway through the show, can you? Because that would ruin... The theatre of the theatre, the magic of it.
You should. In this play, there's a lot of moments where I speak to the audience. So, you know, we'll see.
But Twitter didn't exist in 1963.
Who said it?
Yeah, but it's set in Brighton and Hove, and they're both big towns.
Yeah, they are both big towns.
I see.
There's no doubt about that.
You see, there's got to be a way
of
weaving it in.
Kapow!
Yeah.
See the thorns in your eyes. See the thorn twist in your side. I'll wait for you.
The phone.
What?
The phone. Bono's on the phone.
Bono's on the phone?
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk to him later.
Okay.
I haven't got time now. So I will go and see... I will see this. I will come and see this play. I'm very excited.
I appreciate that.
I might come and see it, like... outside before it comes
back.
Well,
you can either come. Yeah, you can either come on the tour, or we're doing it at the Adelphi Theatre on the Strand.
The Adelphi Theatre.
Yeah.
Oh man, maybe I'll go to Manchester and watch it.
Hmm. Come to Manchester at the Lowry.
See a man exposing
at the Lowry. Yeah, it's fun. I'm enjoying it very much. It's hard work, but it's good.
Okay. Tell him to hang on. Sorry.
He's obviously heard it.
Yeah, well, fine.
I don't know what's happening.
Bono's on the
phone.
One.
He's on hold.
Here we go.
But it's fine. Bono.
Chris, it's Bono.
I know. I haven't got time. Let me talk to you later. All right. Thank you. I'll get back to him because right now I want to talk to you about the play. Now, new series of League of Their Own begins on Friday the 7th of October.
Friday night.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. You're like juggling. You're juggling massive hits. You've got one hit. And in one hand, and a hit in the other hand, and you throw one hit up in the air, and you throw the other hit into your left hand, and you throw that one, and you're juggling big hits.
They're hit balls. It's true.
I've never thought of it like that. But, yeah. Well, the League of Their Own, we've nearly finished filming it all. It's fun, this series. There's some great guests. People like Andy Murray and Frank Lampard.
Nice.
Peter Crouch. Rory McIlroy.
Yeah.
Wow. So there's some quite big sporting stars.
That's good.
Yeah, it's fun.
Well, you should tune in. That starts on the new series on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
This Friday.
But while we're doing this, we should also say that The Three Musketeers in 3D is out on October the 12th, which I'm also in.
What are you doing in there?
Just saying, if we're playing. I'm the guy stood behind the musketeers. It's basically four musketeers who look amazing and gorgeous, like they sculpted so brilliantly, and then I'm the bloke carrying their bags. That's the absolute truth. I stand behind them carrying their bags, occasionally going, all right, sir. That's about it.
It's the action. It's not a cartoon. It's action.
It's yeah, it's
action.
A big 3D action film. I haven't seen it yet. I've only seen the trailer.
Am I right in saying, and I'll get this completely wrong.
Yes.
It's one of the guys... One of the musketeers, the British actor whose name I don't
yes.
know.
There's a lot of British actors.
Who was in Spooks?
Yes. Matthew McFadden.
Him.
Is Porthos.
Right.
Ray Stevenson. No, Ray Stevenson is Porthos. Yeah. Matthew McFadden
is Paphos.
No.
Someone else is Limassol.
No, who are they?
Orlando
Aramis
Bloom.
Is Luke Evans.
I don't know these people. Are.
Okay. Well, you would know Orlando Bloom's in it. Christoph Waltz. You know from Inglourious.
No, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, you
I
do.
We've heard of Orlando Bloom.
He won an Oscar, yeah, Christoph Waltz.
I don't care about
okay.
that.
Okay, Mila Jovovic. You know who she is?
Tennis player.
She's a Russian stripper.
No, she was in the
film. I know that's Eva Vesta.
She's in Resident Evil. She's in it.
She was a singer.
I can't believe you shoehorned in that.
What, the Russian stripper?
Yeah.
And it got nothing,
yeah. by the way. Well, I wasn't part of it.
The Russian stripper.
No, she's in the country. You can't say this. She's in the country.
I've interviewed her.
Miller.
She won't remember. Yeah. When she had a record out in 94.
What?
That's right.
I don't think so.
Google it.
Mila Jovovich had a record out in 94.
Google it.
All right.
Or whatever you do. Right? If you want to do that.
Mm.
Okay, I'll do it later. I can't
be... Well, do it whenever you want.
Sure.
It's all good. Okay? Yeah.
Chris.
Bono, listen, not now.
It's Bono.
I know it is, but I don't want to talk to you.
He knows it's a massive remix.
He knows it's a huge hit. Have you got David Geller's phone number?
So after...
I'd love to talk to him about this. Big towns.
No, James is Irish. After this, what are you doing for the day? So what are you...
After this, I'm going to do some more radio station things, and then I'm coming back to see you.
Sorry, you what?
Do some other radio station things, but they're within the BBC radio things.
Why would you do that?
Sorry?
Well, you don't need to.
Oh, that's like me saying you shouldn't have other guests on.
We're like a one-stop shop.
You're right, I shouldn't.
So I'm doing that, and then I'm seeing you this afternoon, and then I had the Pride of Britain Awards tonight.
Oh,
and then
I
go to Plymouth tomorrow to open the play.
Wow,
I'm doing a book
really?
Signing in Plymouth tomorrow, actually.
My
half 12.
God. It's just, there's no time.
Me and Dominic found a very good Thai restaurant in Plymouth, if you want the name of it while you're down there. Yeah,
really good.
Really good. It's the best in Devon.
What's it called?
I'll tell you.
Don't say on the air.
No.
Why?
And if you want to go for a quiet meal.
And it's just by the Barbican as well, which is nice to go for a beer by the water.
You don't want everyone to leave the theatre and go, right, let's try that. And you're sitting there and everyone piles in.
Really seriously, it was excellent food.
I had beef Penang.
Yeah.
Yeah. Penang.
Penang.
What did you have? You had what?
I had beef Penang. Yeah, it was lovely.
And I had a yellow chicken curry. It was excellent.
Big towns.
Mm-hmm. Big towns. Hashtag big towns. How are we getting on with big towns, Alan?
Not there yet. But
what do you mean we're not there yet?
Because it takes time for it to kind of filter through. Yeah.
Okay.
So hashtag big towns if you haven't already done
it. If we had a member of One Direction backing this, it would be trending within seconds.
But hang on a second. You must have more
followers
than One Direction.
Yeah, but it's the passion of the followers, isn't it? Like, you know... They're a passionate bunch who follow One Direction.
I follow 5 One Direction fans on Twitter.
Right.
And they take up the majority of my timeline.
Well, that's what I mean. So they're passionate, you know, they love those boys. Mm. So if those boys say, let's trend this, they go, okay.
And they all do it.
That's the difference.
Well, James on Twitter is at JK Corden.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
And the K stands for Q.
Stands for Kimberly.
Kimberly.
Stands for Kimberly.
Yeah, Kimberly. Mm.
Kimberly.
Q. Stands for Kewel. K-E-W-E-L-Q.
That sounds like a radio station. You're listening to K-E-W-E-L-F-M. Coming to you now.
James's book.
Here we go.
I sent James a picture of me holding his book the other day. You were watching me do it. And yes. I did that thing where I've got an iPhone. And I now have 2 videos of me. Right? holding up James's book going... Oh, crap, it's on video.
Yeah.
Beep.
Still on video.
I've done it again. How do I... Beep. Like that.
Mm.
And then eventually I got it. And I sent it to you, didn't I?
Yeah.
I sent you a picture.
And you did.
Yeah.
And it was lovely.
I know. You can print it off and frame it.
Well, I'll put it in the paperback.
Okay, thanks. Look at this. I want to show... Can I show... I can show a picture, can't I? From it.
I'm sure you can.
On the webcam. This is only for webcam viewers.
Sure, there are rights issues, but...
It'll be fine.
Who is it? Oh, me there.
Hello!
Amazing.
Yeah. Well, is that my, like... Because that was when I used to go to, like, an after-school stage school. So they were the photos. But the one in the bottom left-hand corner, I asked him to cut my hair like Gary Barlow in the Prey, in the Prey video. That's actually what I said to the barbers. I went into the barbers and said, I had a picture of Gary Barlow in the Prey video. And I said, can you do my hair like that, please? And I just end up looking like a bully from Grange Hill. Someone who should be chasing Gonch.
All I do is dine and pray.
He does, yeah. But you can see it, right? You can see what
yeah,
I went for.
You see what you're going for.
Look,
have you got highlights?
Gary Barlow, look, there it
is. No, look.
Have you got highlights in the one on the right?
Yeah, the one on the right, because I did a TV show called Boys Unlimited,
yeah,
where I was actually playing Gary Barlow.
I see.
Well, it wasn't.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? Isn't it unbelievable? Your life is incredible. It is, it's great.
Thank you very much.
Look, I could chat with you all day, but somebody will tell us that we can't.
Sure.
So the play, One Man, Two Governors, moves to Plymouth.
Tomorrow,
and you're there for how long?
Till Saturday.
Okay, so go and see him. Then it's Salford, Birmingham, Edinburgh, and then back into the West End in November for a few months. And his book is out. May I have your attention, please? It's got James on the front cover. You can't get it mixed up with anyone else's, especially not Comedy Dave's, because that's not out till November.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, it is November, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I actually know way more about Dave's book than Dave does.
Right.
He didn't know the release date, or there was fact.
What's your book called?
I'm not allowed to talk about it.
It's called.
Is that what it's called?
Hey, that would be very clever. Actually.
That would have been a brilliant title, wouldn't it?
Well, do you want to know what I wanted to call my book? In all seriousness, I wanted to call it A Brief History of Time.
Yeah, that's very great. Nice.
That's what I wanted.
Somebody
to call
Somebody
it.
Said that mine should have been called The Dave Vitti Code, which also would have been quite nice as well.
Shit.
I thought about it too late, and it had already been printed. Up with
a is it called Comedy Dave's book?
He can't talk about it. I can't talk about it. It's something like that.
Have you been told you can't talk about it?
I don't think we can talk about it.
No, I haven't been told I can't talk about it.
No one's told me I can't talk about it.
What's it called again, Dom? You can say.
Comedy Dave's book, I think.
There you go. It's right. Called Comedy Dave's book.
But Dave
I've just been told I'm not allowed to talk about it.
By who? No. Really? They've got to you already?
Bono. Bono just came in and went,
oh my God, I don't believe it. It's unbelievable. Seriously.
They get everywhere.
Chris, what? It's Bono.
Yeah. Mm. Tell James to shut up about the book. He's here to plug his book. Nobody else's. Listen, lovely to see you. And
it's always a pleasure.
Give my love to Jules.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I will.
And will you pass a message on for me, please?
Sure.
Will you tell her that I was reading your book every weekend?
And say hi to Little Max as well for us.
Yeah.
Oh, big towns.
And I will come and see Little Max.
Sure.
I haven't seen him. I feel bad for not being around, but I know you're mad busy.
Well, no, that's fine.
But it will sort out a time. There must be 10 minutes when you're going to be in your flat, and I can pop over and see you.
When I come back off this tour, then I'm around all the time.
Take a nice trip out to see.
A nice trip out. I live about 8 minutes from your house.
I was just implying that you live somewhere else.
I don't. I live down the road from you.
You don't. You're still in Dunstable.
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
by the Ritzies.
Yeah.
By Ritzies in Dunstable.
Fine.
I bet it's not called Ritzies anymore.
No,
that used to be a big night out.
You're talking about the one in Luton or the one in Dunstable?
No, there was a Ritzies in Dunstable where I used to go all the time and listen to, and every time I went in there, I'd go straight to the DJ booth and go, can you play Montel Jordan? This is how I do it. And he would tease me and I would play it at like 20 to 2.
And more stories like that in the book.
That's R. Kelly.
Sure.
And one more time.
See the stone set in your eyes. See the thorn twist in your side. I'll wait for you.
Right, this is happening.
It is.
Finally, Love Contract could have a track.
Oh, yeah.
David Guetta mixes it. You two write it. We sing it. It doesn't get released
for
legal
reasons. The
Hit
Factory, baby!
Boom,
it's
happening.
I tell you what, in terms of people to collaborate with, you two and David Guetta are two decent,
Thank you, me and James.
Yeah,
thank you.
I'm happy to do that. Yeah. I'm happy for that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. James Corden.
Thanks ever so much, Chris.